Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures, we have soybeans higher, and now we have all of the corn contracts higher, led by spot. While wheat prices are still lower, but off session lows by about 4 cents, the grain trade, your selling vigilantes, showed up on Monday and worked hard overnight and today, selling the wheat market back down. All the gains seen last week on the fears of any Russian-Ukrainian escalation and or further rain potential forecasts for the winter wheat crop, while those did not materialize, we do have forecasts improving for the Kansas wheat harvest. They should start cutting down there in about 10 days. Based off the forecast, around June 20th, which will be 7 to 10 later days than what we normally expect. And what we don't know is what the effect of disease will have on it. Well, the vigilantes that sell for the funds, they don't care. They just like the idea that the harvest will get underway, and so that is putting the pressure on the market. Canada, supposed to get some rain in about 10 days up there. That would help to help extinguish the fires and get that crop turning around, looking from as horrible as it does right now. So they're hoping that that rain comes with the selling pressure. But the corn market, pretty much priced in, it seems like. We were maximum potential on these yield prices that are driving. You know, when you use stocks to use ratio, we have a WASD crop report this Thursday. We know they got a lower carryout on old crop, and that will pass through to new crop. But will they give us a hint that the acreage could be 96 million, or is it going to stay in that lower 95 million acre category? We won't know that explicitly until June 30th when we get the acreage data that comes out. And then the yield potential will be, you know, multiplied times probably 181 bushel to the acre when we haven't achieved that. Even though we've been looking for over 180 for the last 7 years, the best so far, 177.30. They might tweak that on Thursday's data and say last year's crop maybe was 178.2 bushels to acre, so they can kind of balance out the carryouts, not get it too tight. We are seeing basis improvement out there on the corn price versus the board because nobody's selling anymore. They quit. Of course, they're planting the crop, but even those that are done, they're not selling anymore. So corn for July today up 4.5 cents, 438. The December up a half, 438.5 on good planting progress along with good crop ratings, but still seeming to find a base. There's a trend line. You take a December corn chart, ask your sixth grader to just draw trends, and of course we hit that again today and bounced off of it. The wheat trade still lower on the day, down 7.5 cents in Chicago July, 534.5 Kansas July, down 9.25, 528.25 Minneapolis July, down 9. 613.5, September off 8.25, 624.25. Soybeans holding higher on the session as they did yesterday, up 2.25, 1058.25 on good talks between China and U.S. Nobody's walked away crying or stamping their feet or anything. It looks good. Things are happening. And so beans are holding on that. Imagine 1058.25 up 2.25. They told you they'd be $9 by now because the trade war is so horrible and the bean crop in South America is so bad. Oops, they got that one wrong. November beans up a quarter right now, 1031. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out. At heartlandinvest.com, call us 701-222-0221. And so the cattle trade, volatile, higher this morning, then sharply lower, live cattle down $3 at one time, feeder cattle tumbling to new lows in the session, down $1.50. Rumor has it in Grand Island that ICE was in town and the packing plant lost a whole bunch of workers. They all left. ICE was not at the plant. But the rumor has it they were all leaving work, kind of like shutting the plant down without shutting the plant down, still running, just not very operational. Now, my thoughts are if ICE is in town, they're not in town looking for plant workers. There's probably a drug ring they're trying to find people to arrest, or some traffickers are working in town. Who knows? But I would think the plant would not be the target. But nonetheless, is not a work stoppage, but a work slowage caused the cattle market, which is very sensitive at these price levels, to tumble during the day. But a bid came back into the market, and we are now mostly higher on the session. June cattle awaiting a cash trade. It is up 97 cents at 227.97, basically 228. August cattle, they are currently down 2 cents. 219.22, $3 off their low of the session. October's up 57 cents, 216.45. Feeder cattle August up 212, 213.77. September gaining 252, 1322. Yes, these are new all-time highs. October feeders up 255, 213.92. We are $4.50 off the low of the session on October feeders. On the hogs, July up 82 cents, 108.02, while August is down 40 cents at 109.70. Gold today down $9.20 an ounce, $3,345.70. Silver July down 13 cents, $3.66, while the dollar index creeps higher by 14 cents, 99.05 last. Bitcoin, we're up 156 bucks, 108,768. Crude oil, crowded $66 today on the July contract, but we're back down 14 cents at 65.15. August crude oil down 14 at 64.08. August gasoline steady, $2.07¾. Diesel fuel also steady, $2.12¾. Any questions? You can always find us. Also, look at our newsletter. It's at the website, heartlandinvest.com, 701-222-0221. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.